Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
And when you're gone, we want you all to know. We'll carry on. We'll carry on. And though we are sick, I believe me. Your memory will carry on. We'll carry on. And your love can't contain it. The answer won't explain it.
Let me see your love.
Level it, level it. Levels, levels. Is something wrong? Look at me, beep, beep. I feel super short today. Maybe it's because I'm sitting down.
Maybe it's because you're not wearing heels and you got accustomed to them.
True. So true.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips.
Oh, no.
And I am Lacey G.
Man, this is not appropriate.
She's the highlight of my workday, and I love her deeply, and she's the best, and I didn't really prepare, and I'm sorry. And with me today, she's my best friend that looks like a washed-up 90s rock band, not because of the plaid shirt that she's wearing, but because she's still cleaning the makeup off of her eyes from last week. Her name is...
Amy Nichols. I should never tell you anything. I think it's finally gone, though.
Oh, yeah. So Amy confessed to me that... you normally don't wear makeup.
No.
And then you put some on for Halloween for Audrey Hepburn.
And I don't have makeup removal. I just use soap and water. And it just like flaked off for days. It was in the corner of my eyes, on my cheeks.
See, my eye boogie situation is out of control because I have fake lashes. So I can't just... wash my lashes all the time. I usually just wash around them. Mm-hmm. And then I still have to clean the boogies out. Or if I wear makeup, I'll get makeup stuck in the corners and everything else. But you were looking like an emo teenager.
Still?
No.
Oh, yeah. I was.
But
gross.
You just had makeup running.
I think I need to purchase the removal.
I have some. I have some extra at home if you need it.
Nah, I won't be wearing makeup again.
Good call, or you could just do that. But we are gathered here today because something truly traumatic happened in my household. And
you haven't told me.
I have not told you. I did let you know that
everything
is okay.
Yeah.
So Jeremy and I are fine. The dog's fine.
So this
my family's fine.
This sounds serious.
It's pretty serious. It's a very somber moment. Something in my house died.
Is it Yogi? Is it Yogi Bear?
Oh, God, no. I'd probably be taking the day off work.
Is it a bonsai tree?
No, I don't care about that either. I mean, I kind of do because I named my bonsai tree Bonnie. But I also told Jeremy, my husband Jeremy, bought this stupid bonsai tree for way too much money. And I told him whenever we bought it, I said, I am not taking care of this thing. I do not want it. I'm not taking care of it. I am the only one who has fed it in the last 3 or 4 years. Even whenever my neighbors moved, they have a beautiful garden outside and they really had green thumbs. And they gave me a plant that's still living inside my house. I'm horrible with plants. And I asked Jeremy if we should give them the bonsai. And he's like, no, why? Because we obviously don't love it or take care of it. So, like, I give it water because you have to give it distilled water with the bonsai, which is how the woman said it. She didn't say bonsai. She couldn't be regular about it. She said bonsai. But you have to give it that with some bonsai food. And it's just, I do it like whenever it starts turning brown. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Bonnie, because Bonnie is also my best friend. So I'm like, Bonnie needs some food. Then I go over there and I water it. We also called Bonnie Bonsai. And my...
Your friend Bonnie. You call her Bonsai?
Mm-hmm. And my other dad, who... got the tattoo on his arm of me. He also paid for Bonnie to get her first tattoo, and it's a bonsai on her back. So that's why the bonsai tree is named Bonnie.
That's the only... so sweet.
Besides naming it Bonnie, I have no sentimental value to that thing at all. I don't care.
And they last forever, don't they?
Yes. You know, it doesn't last forever.
It's something that died in your house.
So I wrote a eulogy, and it says, Dear Roomba, you have meant a lot to me over the years. You were my favorite and by far the most priciest wedding gift that we received. You picked up my slack and made my house look great. I appreciate what you have done for me, but honestly, I thought you'd be around for a lot longer. Some of my favorite memories with you was coming home to play hide and seek. I'd come home and realize that you didn't make it back to your charger. Sometimes you'd shut the bedroom door and get stuck in there or get caught on the rug in the bathroom. When I would find you in ridiculous spots, sometimes I would take a picture and send it to Jeremy and caption it, "Roomba had a bad day." I don't want to live without you, but I'm going to have to move on. And since I'm happily married and not currently registered anywhere, and no one has any reason to spend a lot of money on me, I'm just going to have to move on. And by me, I mean Jeremy's credit card. He's going to be the one to have to suck up and buy you. I don't even think I can make it until Christmas. I just hope the next Roomba doesn't leave me too, because I couldn't handle losing another one. Thanks for the time that we did share together. I will replace you, but I will never forget you. That's my eulogy to Roomba.
I'm so sorry.
I did pull a song in memory of Roomba. Roomba was a girl because she did the cleaning. So,
You know, I've heard that song before and it sounds sad in the subject matter, but I honestly have no idea what he said. I'm terrible with lyrics. I did not pick up one word.
Oh, what is it? Awful, because I was actually going to ask you if you wanted to perform. Oh. Our good friend Bulk Burr actually came up and he was the only one who commented on your performance. Because you performed at your husband's funeral, which is what you're going to do. And I told you, girl, you better start practicing now.
Yeah.
And
continue practicing.
Yeah, don't stop. But Bolt commented and said, we need to start up a new band, Amy and Chain. So I meant to ask you, that was actually Black Crowes. She talks to angels.
Okay.
She talks to angels.
Oh. Yeah, man, I'm bad.
Call her out by her name.
Gosh, I'm really sorry.
Oh, yeah. She talks to angels. Did that sound good?
It was close.
Wow. I'm really amazed. But yeah, I came home. Roomba died. Jeremy was not concerned.
Well, yeah.
Why
would he be?
I've been finding her just barely out of her spot. She'll make it onto my living room rug. And then I come home and it says, tap Roomba's bumper to make her go. Well, she broke the bumper. So I'm going to call and see about getting it repaired. But I think we're just going to have to suck it up and buy a new one, which really sucks for my husband because Roomba and new tires are about the same price. And I need both.
Yikes.
Yeah.
You might need to wait a skip.
On what?
On the Roomba.
Oh, no. I'll be fine without tires. My tires are still going.
No, I don't think so.
And, I mean, I go further than you, but we are usually in each other's path.
Mm-hmm.
So if something happens, you're just going to have to suck it up and come rescue me.
You know I've driven past Trey walking on the side of the road before, right?
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I'm not stopping. I'm just kidding. I'd stop for you.
Oh my goodness. You'd honk at me and wave.
Bye.
I'll see you. Bye.
Good luck.
Don't forget, bitch, I helped you jump your battery.
That's true.
I'm the one who figured it out too. Your car was dead and you wanted me to just drive you home, okay. Which would have been fine. But I'm the one who figured it out.
I wasn't really concerned about figuring it out. I just needed to get home. That's all I needed to do. So I thank you so much. I really appreciate you. Trying to solve the problem.
That wasn't towards you. That meant that a dude came up with jumper cables and was trying, and he's like, oh no, it's not the battery. I'm like, yeah, let's just try for another second. And I know nothing about cars, but I've killed enough that I know what stuff sounds like. I've walked outside, my battery's dead, and I'm like, hey dude, my car's clicking and I don't know what to do, and Jeremy's not home, so it looks like I'm not coming to work today.
Well, you've ruined my secret plan, because I was kind of thinking that I could work from home the next day. If my car wasn't working, I could just stay home.
Yeah, you shouldn't ask a know-it-all for a ride then. That's the case. But Amy.
I'm so sorry. I was so jealous of it too. Man, I've been dreaming of getting one. I'm so sorry you lost it.
Like, I can tell an immediate difference. It's been this week, but I just thought, oh, Roomba just didn't make it home again. And it was until I tried cleaning her up and fixing her last night that I realized, no, she's done. So then I'm walking around my house and I'm just pissed off at everything that I feel on the floor. And I'm like, well, I guess I got to get this now. So I'm going to go home and run a vacuum.
Stupid.
And mop.
So dumb.
Like a freaking peasant.
Well, that's what I do.
Yes.
I mean, when I clean. I haven't in a while.
You also do your own yard. I ain't doing that. I'm not going to do it. So my husband's crazy if he thinks I'm going without a Roomba. And this is just really unfortunate, too, because I wasn't going to ask for anything for Christmas. And now I have no choice. Yeah. For Christmas, I want a trip to Italy.
Done.
Tires.
Done.
And a Roomba.
I mean, really, is it all that much that you're asking for?
Yes. And it's all stuff that I can't afford, too. I thought about sucking it up and telling him, because the tickets to Italy, which we're going to Italy in a couple weeks, the tickets to Italy are on my credit card. And I literally have no money to contribute at all. I think I have an embarrassing couple hundred in my savings, and that's it. So I've thought about telling him that I'll just go ahead and suck it up and pay for the tickets slowly but surely since they're on my credit card. But I don't know that I want to commit to that.
No, don't say that.
Because he did just mention the other day giving me some money.
Yeah, just sit on it for a little while. Get your Roomba, you know, get the tires.
Do I really need tires, though? I'm still going.
Yes. I mean, why do you think you need tires?
Because the tread's going
but
away.
Then, yes, you need tires. It's for your safety.
Who needs treads? I mean, come on. I'm a pretty good driver.
Well, you can be.
I'm a very confident
you
driver.
You could be the best driver in the world, but if you don't have good tires, it doesn't really matter.
Although I did think I was falling asleep the other day and I heard something, and I'm like, crap, I really hope that I didn't hit that medium. And then, is it medium or median? Median.
With an N.
And then I was talking to my girlfriend and I totally clipped a curb. But other than that.
Best driver.
I'm a pretty good driver.
Best driver.
I haven't ruined my tires yet, so I really don't think they're an urgent need. I would much rather have a Roomba. I don't want to walk around with stuff on the floor.
Yeah, I don't either.
But do you? So what do you do?
I vacuum.
Every day?
No.
How often?
Not enough.
Weekly?
Yeah. Yeah. But my dog just sheds way too much. I should vacuum every day just because of the dog. Like, we keep the lights off just so we don't see the dog hair everywhere all the time. I could dust every surface in the house and 5 seconds later, it's returned.
No, I'm with you on that. I have dog hair, but whenever I cleaned Roomba for the final time yesterday before I was willing to admit that it was truly over, every time I would clean her brush, it'd be full of my hair. And I'm like, I know I don't shed more than that dog.
Yeah, and y'all have the same color, and I guess it's different lengths too.
Mm-hmm.
That's so weird, really.
It'd be my hair all tangled up in it.
Oh, I know. I don't think your dog sheds that much then. I know for a fact my dog Zuko sheds 20 times more than all four of the family members in our household.
Well, we can't see his hair because his hair's small. So, I mean, he sheds. I mean, all you have to do is go look at my car to see how much he sheds. My car is a filthy train wreck right now. I am proud of myself, though, because after we wore Halloween costumes up here, I left and had my Halloween costume in my car, and I actually removed it. And that's the first thing in a while.
That's pretty great.
That I have removed from my car other than drinks and food that I bring. I bring my own food up here every day, so I do go ahead and take that out. But I ate a beef stick, a protein stick on my way to work. Yeah, and all those wrappers are on the floor.
I had the worst habit of just using, because my car isn't the family car. It's where I pick up the kids, they sit in the back, and Josh's car, my husband, is the main family car. So we're all riding in that one, but just the kids in my car, or me on my way to work. Anyways, so I would use the passenger side shotgun that whole area was just my trash pile. Mm-hmm. Every time we'd go through drive-thru, any papers that needed to be filed away, but I'd forget about. I mean, it was so thick with crap. It was like up to the seat, all over. It was disgusting.
Okay, I'm not that bad.
Yeah.
But I do have stuff, though. I just have trash in the passenger side. I have some returns I need to make in my back seat. I have a bra pad from...
Just one?
Well, two, but they didn't work, and I meant to return them, and I never did. But that was from a formal event that I had over the summer. That's just been hanging out in my car ever since.
Well, I don't do it anymore.
I have some books in there.
I can show you right now. My car is fairly clean. I have been in that position.
I have a cape.
Why?
I don't know. But seriously, my husband is crazy if he thinks I'm going to go without it. Literally, whenever I told him, he's like, oh, I'll look at it later.
Does he even fix things?
No. And I went and was messing with it. And he's like, well, I guess it's gone. And I'm like, well, let me see if there's anything we can do. Like, you're just ready to, no big deal. I'm like, it's going to be a big deal, babe. It's going to be a huge deal.
It's not his responsibility.
There's no turning back from this. Roomba cleans up after me every single day. I don't have her run on the weekends just because I like to sleep, you know, till 1 p.m. but if I leave, I'll run her on the weekends.
Wow.
If I'm cleaning the house, even though I'm going to still run a vacuum over the floor, I go ahead and I let Roomba do first rounds. That way I don't have to be serious. I can be all lazy whenever I'm vacuuming.
Yeah. Yeah. I really want one.
Me too. So, Amy, I was wondering, do you have any crazy people in your life that you'd like to put on blast right now?
Yes. Every member of my family. You're crazy if you think you can disrespect me. Really, it really goes for anyone, but specifically my family. My son has been talking back to me so much, and this is my angel boy. Mm-hmm. Like, I have the bratty teenager right now and all. But I think my son's about to hit it. He is mouthing at me.
How old is Maddox?
He's 11. He's always second-guessing me. And Josh knows better. I mean, he does it in a joking matter, which I also... You're crazy if you think you can make me the butt of a joke.
Why not? We do here all the time, and you take it so well.
No. No, I hate it. It is the worst.
Do you punish your kids? Do you spank them? Are they too old to be spanked?
They're too old to be spanked. I more ground them now. But, and it's okay for them to disagree with me. You know, I know they're becoming little people and they have their own likes and dislikes and they're becoming their own person and all. But still, respect me. I mean, how hard is it for you to talk nice to someone?
And speaking of Josh making you the joke, I actually had to tell my family at Christmas last year.
What?
Well, they kept saying, making jokes about drunk Auntie Lacey front of my niece.
Yeah.
And it was a joke because I'd be making a drink and my father-in-law would be like, oh, I'm surprised that's your first one today. And I'm like, shut up. I'm surprised. it was just a joke. But
a little too frequent.
Yeah. And anytime I'd say something funny or do something funny and I'd be sober, they're like, oh my God, are you drunk right now? Are you drinking already? And it's just like, no, but you're really making me want to.
I'll show you drunk.
And so, yeah, we were sitting outside with my 5-year-old niece and Jeremy said something about drunk Auntie Lacey. And I was like, okay, well, no, because I don't want her thinking that. And I also don't want her to associate being drunk as a bad thing.
True. Well,
her mom doesn't drink. I don't want her to see me sipping on some wine and think that that's an awful thing.
Drinking, yes. Drinking is not bad.
I would not encourage her to drink.
True. Yeah.
I wouldn't allow her to drink whenever she got older.
And I think it's great that you let everyone else make the joke, but when Jeremy brings it up, because you probably feel more comfortable correcting him than anyone else.
Oh, no. I'll correct my family, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I will, but I'm more... easily, it would be more easy for me to do it with Josh than anyone else.
I'm really close to his family, though, and they don't get on my nerves. So I guess in that sense, it would be a little bit harder for me to correct them because you're not making me mad. We're just joking. But I just don't think that that's appropriate in front of a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't want her to be like, oh, yeah, my Aunt Lacey, she's drunk.
The solution is get rid of the 5-year-old. Just kidding.
My mother-in-law told me today, she messaged me and said, well, they're coming for Christmas, meaning my sister-in-law and my niece. And I was like, well, I sure do hope so. Like, I never even thought that they wouldn't. That's been our tradition for 5 years now, 6 years maybe. So I was kind of surprised she texted me that, but I guess it was more just a hello text. Hello, everything's settled. Like, they're coming from this time to this time. But I was like, yeah, I sure do hope so.
Aw.
I need more people there to judge me for drinking.
See, my family isn't coming this year. I'm sad.
Your family lives with you.
No, I mean, my extended family that's out of town isn't coming for Christmas.
And aren't you seeing them at Thanksgiving?
I am.
Well, again, I don't feel that sorry for you.
Oh, what do you mean? Christmas is special.
Do they normally come here for the holidays?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then I'm sorry. I am sorry. That was rude.
No.
I'm bitching about a Roomba, and I'm like, I don't care if your family's with you for Christmas. Why? Do you need presents or something? You need a Roomba?
No, gosh. Presents are the worst. You cannot get me the perfect gift. You just cannot. Except for chocolate. Thank you, Lacey.
Do you see this face right now?
I see the face.
Okay, no. Last year, Amy said, well, first off, I love Amy's family, but they are horrible gift givers.
They're the worst.
And so Amy told me what she wanted for Christmas last year, and you said that you wanted
a maid,
chocolate,
and a windshield.
And a new windshield. And so I got you all of it, kinda. I bought you some good chocolate.
Great chocolate. Thank you.
Ghirardelli.
Mm-hmm.
I did a really bad Photoshop of my face on a maid's body.
It was great. Loved it. And did not clean my house, though. About as useless as your Roomba as of now.
And I got you a little mini car.
Uh-huh.
What are those called?
Matchbox.
Yeah, I got you a little Matchbox car.
Same time. I think you got a little bit before me, though.
Darn it. So I would say I'm a pretty spot on gift giver.
You're great.
It might have not helped you out, but I did give you everything that you asked for, though.
You did. I take it back.
What did Josh give you last year? Red pillow.
No, that was the year before. Oh, my gosh. Every time I look at that red pillow, I'm like, oh, my God, I hate you.
You kept it?
I did keep it. You can't throw away Christmas gifts like immediately.
You've had it for a year now. I think it's about time you can let it go.
I need to.
I know one of our first Christmases together, Jeremy and I had returned stuff to William and Sonoma and got a huge credit there. So we had a couple hundred. So I'm walking through William and Sonoma and I'm like, I don't want any of this crap. It's way too expensive. And I had a bunch of credit there and I still didn't want anything because I'm like, I like these salt shakers because they're yellow. I'm not going to spend $70 on some yellow salt shakers. I'm just not. I can get them from Target for cheaper.
Yeah.
And so Jeremy ended up getting knives and everything else. Well, that first Christmas together, I start opening up stuff. And sure enough, it's from William and Sonoma. Boxes from William and Sonoma. And I'm like, thanks, babe. But everything he's gotten me, I have actually used. That's kind of his go-to for women. He'll get you something nice from William and Sonoma.
Really?
Yeah.
That's something probably my dad would do.
Because he's old-fashioned. Women belong in the kitchen. Not really. He's been doing the cooking lately.
I know. I'm so jealous. Man. The only thing I think Josh has cooked this year he's heated up a frozen pizza for me.
No, Jeremy's been doing the cooking. He's been cooking a lot of pasta. But I am going to go ahead and tell on him. So last night he made stuffed pork chops and we're eating them. And we eat in front of the TV like we shouldn't do. So usually the lights are out. We'll have one little light going, but I don't always have all the lights on in the house.
No,
you know, I like.
Oh, I thought you were meaning that you can't eat in the dark because I can't either. It is the worst.
It was pretty dark. We had one light on behind us, but I don't want the overhead light blaring. I mean, gosh, we keep the lights off in the mam room. because we get here so early in the morning. I don't want all these bright lights in my face. So anyway, I'm eating with the lights off in front of the TV, and Jeremy goes, be careful, because I think that's not cooked all the way. So I just spit it back out.
I just don't understand that comment. Be careful. No, like, stop eating it immediately. It's dangerous.
Yeah. Don't eat the raw parts.
There has been a time that I've been to someone's house and I've noticed that the meat was not fully cooked. And I know as an adult not to eat the raw part, but my kids don't know. So I'm over there helping them cut their meat. They're too old for me to be cutting their own meat. But I'm over there leaning and I'm cutting away all the stuff that's raw, and I'm like hiding it in the napkin because I don't want my kids. You can't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you could.
Well, and you would be the one to clean it up if they did get food poisoning.
Yeah.
So I'd much rather cut around somebody else's food than have to clean up their vomit.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't want them sick, but I also don't want to be rude, so you have to secretly do it.
Oh, also the non-mom over here. I guess I wouldn't want the kids sick either. I'm thinking about cleaning up the vomit, not the fact that you're giving food poisoning to children. Totally skipped over that fact. I'm still stuck on cleaning. I'm sorry.
I'm very used to vomit, though. My son has a weak stomach just like I do, and it's... I wouldn't say it's a weekly thing, maybe every other week, maybe once a month, but he vomits a lot, and I'm the one to deal with it, not anyone else. So, but he's so used to it. He's older now, so he can deal with it. I help him with cleanup, not like I don't hold his hair back, not that he's a girl and has hair, but whatever.
And he still doesn't wipe?
I don't know.
He's getting older, Amy. It's about time you have that talk with your son.
About wiping?
Yes.
I think he probably does now. I don't go in there anymore. I don't go into their bathroom.
Who cleans their bathroom?
No one. I don't go in there, so I don't know if it's clean or not. I just don't go in there.
Maybe I should just not go in my house because it's dirty and I don't want to deal with it. So maybe I'll just take the Amy approach.
Yeah. You just close your eyes, turn off all the lights.
Okay, well, I do have another thing that my husband's crazy if he thinks that this is going to happen. So, Jeremy and our Chicago and Boston crew, the guys like to get together every year. And it's supposed to be a guys only trip. But us girls have been inviting ourselves along. And so, whenever they go, they have this baseball. And they'll sign, like, wherever they're at or something. I don't know. My husband was telling me about it. Well, we all went to Nashville together. We've all gone to Boston together. Ireland doesn't count because not everybody was there. But on those trips, whenever the guys would sign, they'd put an asterisk next to it. And so the guys are going to go to New Orleans this year. And I'm like, oh, I want to go. They're going right at the end of the year, the last show of the year.
Show.
Kid Craddock show.
Oh.
And they're actually going to be in New Orleans too. Well, Jeremy
really?
And the boys are all going to New Orleans. And I'm like, I want to go. No. It's a guys only trip. And then sure enough, we end up getting a group text, and it showed in our friend Tom's calendar that it had boys trip, no asterisk, like written out, no asterisk. And so Jeremy asked, well, afterwards, can Tom come back with me? And I'm like, of course, it'd be great for Tom to come. And then I'm reminding him, I'm like, well, don't forget, Tom's wife, Michelle, has never been to Texas. Maybe Michelle needs to come. You know, Tom's been here. He's guarded me while I peed in the middle of the street in front of everybody. So it'd be really nice if Michelle could come. Yeah, it's not going to happen. I said, okay, well, he can come, but no asterisk on this trip. I'm going to be along. They're talking about, you know, maybe we'll go to San Antonio. Maybe we'll go to Austin. Maybe we'll go to Guadalupe Peak Mountain or whatever. Maybe we'll go to Big Bend. Well, the more he keeps talking about it, the more it sounds like a boys trip. The more it sounds like, oh, Tom's going to come back to Texas for a couple days.
And we're ditching you again.
Well, I'm going to be off work. So don't think for 1 second that I'm going to be off work bored. I'm going. I don't care if it's the three of us snuggled up in a tent together. I'm going. Is that wrong of me?
No. I don't think they can have two trips back to back. That's just
exactly.
Boys.
And you're going to New Orleans, where I would love to go because they have the best freaking food ever. Yeah. So you're going to go to one of my favorite places I've ever been and go. You're going to be eating the whole time. You know what I'm going to be eating? Whatever the hell I cook, because you're not there. So I'm going to be cooking, probably doing my floors too. Who knows if Roomba's going to be back by then.
I love the idea of the baseball and everything signing, but I think it's so sad that they're doing an asterisk whenever the girls are there. Like, it doesn't count. It doesn't matter. That makes me feel so self-conscious. Like, I'm not wanted. Why am I here?
I've invited myself before, and it was not pretty.
Yeah, I invited myself before, too, and had a birthday canceled on me because I invited myself to come.
It was not a birthday.
It was, you canceled your birthday.
You can't because cancel.
Because Jeremy and I assumed, which is stupid of us, but we assumed after being at your birthday last year that it's National Margarita Day.
Exactly.
We're going to go out again.
Exactly. National Margarita Day, not my birthday. I'm not going to get into this again. That's silly. Anywho, I think it's incredibly rude that they would do two boys' trips back to back, and especially over the holidays.
See, that's my only issue. If you were doing, like, they're going to be in New Orleans while I'm still at work, so that's fine. I would go on the weekend. I'd fly out on the weekend and come meet you and eat. That's all I want to do. That's how adult I am. Like, I just want to go somewhere and eat. That's my vacation. And you scope out all the places beforehand. I mean, Jeremy and I, we drive to Pensacola, Florida every year for Christmas to go see the family for Christmas, the in-laws. And on our way back, we've made an additional, like, two-hour drive to go to New Orleans, stop and eat, yeah, and then keep on driving home. But you're going to go to New Orleans with the boys.
Y'all eat good.
Oh yeah.
And
food,
it's
snob.
It's pretty good amount of money. So I'm thinking, let me just stick this out here. You don't eat out, just stay at home and cook some reasonable meals for the rest of the year. That will be enough money to pay for the Roomba. Cash, boom, by Christmas. I think you can do it.
I like it. But then that'd be all up to Jeremy, and he's traveling. I mean, not just to New Orleans. He's got work stuff coming up and work days and everything else.
That's,
I mean,
hard.
He's the one who pays for it. So he'd be the one going without, not me.
Yeah.
I already go without. I go without plenty.
So go without tires. Well, I have one that at one point in my life, I would say, you're crazy to Josh, my husband, if you think I'm going to choose you over my kids. And I said this to him. And I'm sure it was hard to hear, but I mean, I started my family with Morgan without him. I mean, I love him, and he's a great dad, but he wasn't a part of Morgan's first year of life. So we were good, and we're glad he's a part of it now. And we've, you know, continued to build with the family with Maddox and now the dog. But I had a hard time because it's Bible scripture, and I'm not some Bible thumping nut, but it says, with priorities, your husband first and kids second. I'm like, ooh, I can't do that. And I'm just like, I'm not following that part of the Bible. But I have totally changed my mind. Now that the kids are older and they are their own little people and they are challenging us, it is so important for us to have each other's backs, not disrespect each other. And I've totally changed my mind. I've told my kid, Morgan, the oldest, recently that dad's number one, and it crushed her. I probably shouldn't have said it. I think she asked. I don't think I was just like giving up this information willingly. I think it was a question, and I explained to her that it was important, and, you know, it's a value of ours, and so sometimes you change. I would, one point I'd say you're crazy, that, and now I think that the complete opposite. So you can change, Lacey. You can change like me.
Why do I want to change? What do I need to change?
What do you need to change?
Yeah.
I don't know. Lots of things.
Like?
No, I'm not saying you need to change lots of things, but you can change lots of things if you want to.
What should I change? You sound like you're going somewhere.
No, I'm not. Honestly, I can't remember the couple of things that you said.
Roomba died. Jeremy's going on trips without me. Go.
Zero. I am not talking about specifically right now.
I don't need to change nothing.
Okay, good.
Throw my tires in my Roomba situation.
You can if you want.
No, I don't want to change anything. I'm just turning around into me.
I'm not speaking to the masses. Damn it.
I don't want to change anything.
Cut that out then. I'm not nagging on you. I don't have anything to say. You want me to say something and I have nothing.
Did you just go hard ass on it?
That
yeah,
probably.
Did you just go hard ass on it again?
Yes. Probably. Can I not say that one?
Amy, if you want to change, you can cut out anything that you want. You can learn how to edit.
Done. I will edit every single one from here on out.
Oh, guess I'm what? Kidding. You'll just have to figure it out during my funeral best of, because I am actually not going to have that prepared for you.
I'm not editing nothing. This is over.
Are you breaking up with me?
No, I'm just saying I'm not doing it. I was not attacking you, I swear to God. I just didn't know where to go from there. And so I was like trying to pick up my train of thought, and then I just saw your face and said your name. I swear to God.
It's okay. Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And while you're there, you can do some other cool stuff like rate us, leave a nice comment. That always makes us look fancy if you do that. And be sure to join in on our socials, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Instagram, on Facebook, and Loose Lips Hips on Twitter. Also, congratulations to our winners.
Yes.
To everybody that participated in the Halloween costume contest. We super appreciate that. That was a lot of fun. And keep your hips loose.
And lips hip.
Thanks for listening. R.I.P. Roomba. I miss you.
Well, you're going to get it now.